true crime podcast where best friends and next-door neighbors, Willow and Lillian, spill the tea on murder, mysteries, and other things that go bump in the night. So get your favorite teacup ready, and let's get into it.
Welcome to Cruelty Podcast. This is Lillian, and with me is Maris.
Hello.
Because it's what?
Maris Monday.
Because it's what?
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
But when you're listening to this, Teabags, it won't be St. Patrick's Day anymore.
No.
Yeah.
The fucking holiday that ruins Eureka, just completely...
Oh, it does.
Impassable.
Mm-hmm. It's full of drunkards.
People wandering in the street, jumping in front of the car.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So, everything is green and shamrocky.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. So I think I'd be remiss without covering a St. Patty's Day cryptid.
Oh, really? This is on theme?
It's on theme.
Damn.
The leprechaun.
Oh, really?
But not just any run-of-the-mill leprechaun. Nay, I say thee nay.
The one who makes the cereal?
No. We're covering... Okay, hold on. The Alabama Leprechaun. Many of you weren't old enough to experience the absolute delightful chaos that was the early 2000s internet.
I miss this. I have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
I'm about to delight the shit out of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in the age of Antoine Dodson with the bed intruder song, you know, like hide your wife, hide your kids.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I am familiar with this meme.
The Adrian Brody song that went Adrian Brody, yeah. Adrian Brody. They're yes. Yes. Funny, I'm going to link funny. All these, by the way, for you youngins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
YouTube was a fun place with funny songs about badgers and mushrooms.
Yeah.
So there will be a link in the description. For the news report.
For this boomer shit we're saying.
For the Alabama leprechaun and the gimme the gold rap that came from the unhinged news report.
Gimme the gold rap? It's a rap like a song?
Oh, yes, it is. Remember when that Smosh guys would like take a news report and then auto-tune it?
Yes.
It's a lot like that.
Okay.
It came before Smosh, even. Hmm. And if you've never seen the amateur artist's rendering of said leprechaun, well, friends.
This is complete news to me. I never heard of this bullshit.
Well, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, and I was here for that internet that you're speaking of.
The treat I'm speaking of is not a pot of gold, nay.
Uh-huh.
Nay. It's people being real foolish.
Okay.
Really foolish.
Okay.
But I'm going behind the glitz and the glamour of the early 2000s internet meme songs and getting to the real story of the Alabama leprechaun.
Okay.
So buckle up, hold on to your butt or something.
I know you love an Irish man, so, but this is from Alabama.
Top of the morning.
Yeah.
So here we go. Our story takes us to Mobile, Alabama. Uh-huh. On March 14th, 2006, just 3 days before St. Patrick's Day, and it was the local NBC affiliate, was told that a crowd was gathering in the Crichton community. So they sent a reporter to go see what was shaking.
Yeah.
When the reporter, Brian Johnson, arrived on the scene, the crowd was cheering and chanting. They were also kind of like a weird vigilante mob on the hunt for someone or something. And that someone was a fucking leprechaun.
Oh boy.
The locals gathered there, told the reporters that someone had spotted a leprechaun up in an old tree.
Yeah.
And if you shined a light on it, it would conveniently vanish.
Right.
It could only be observed if it was dark. Mm. Now, you may say people got excited over a bird or some guy, like, walking around and said, oh, a bird, or like a leprechaun.
A doll or something. Okay.
A doll. But no. Yeah,
no?
There were dozens of eyewitness accounts of a leprechaun in the tree.
This is one tree?
Just one, yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait to show Maris the video of the news report. I'm shocked he hasn't seen it.
No,
he's going
I've never
to die.
Heard, and I know of every meme. Wait, I can't talk. I know every internet meme. There is.
Now, look, friends, I want to say this right now.
I am an old internet wizard.
If you're listening to this and you're not driving, please immediately stop and click on the link for the news report of the Alabama leprechaun so you can listen to the rest of this as God intended. Maris will have to wait until this is over.
Okay. I'm just so... I'm at the edge of my seat. I can't handle this.
I will tell you that the first time I saw this video, like right after it came out, I pissed myself laughing.
Oh boy.
It's real, real good.
Or if I have seen this video, I must have forgotten.
Yeah, so the reporter was naturally like really pumped. Okay. He had a real juicy story.
Yeah, I would have been pumped too. Yeah.
I will summarize dramatically for you the news report. It starts with a very cute guy with an impressive gold grill saying, "It looked like a leprechaun to me. All who've seen the leprechaun say, yeah!" To which the crowd responds in a chorus of, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I love it.
They do indeed say, yeah. The reporter breaks in to explain, officially and reporterly, that the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light on it, it disappears like they do.
Okay.
Then they flash an amateur's artist sketch of the leprechaun on the screen. Y'all, it looks like a toddler with a TBI drew it. It's amazing, and I love it more than I love Maris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that, wow.
We're not done.
I'm replaced by Leprechaun.
It just keeps going. This is what I loved about it. It just got funnier as it went on. So then the reporter interviewed skeptics in the crowd. Mm-hmm. One man had a very astonishing theory. He goes, "Well, my theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb."
What? Oh, from the tree?
Yes.
Well, this is, the case is closed. He solved it.
Then my favorite part is a very cute folksy woman saying, "It could be a crackhead who got hold of the wrong stuff."
God bless that woman.
Indeed, crack is whack, y'all.
Yeah.
But if you think that's all there is to the story, well, friends, you'd be wrong. The news segment then moves on to local leprechaun hunter and leprechaun expert, DeMarco Morissette.
Dr. DeMarco Morissette, thank you very much.
Yeah, DeMarco is his name, and leprechaun hunting is his game. On the news segment, he said, "I'm going to get to the bottom of this."
Yeah.
He told people not to be afraid because he came prepared. He was wearing, like, fatigues.
Okay.
And he had an object he claimed warded off spells. Handy.
What is it? What's the object?
Well, he didn't show it long enough.
Damn it, DeMarco.
He held it up and he goes, "This wards off spells," and then he tucked it in his pocket.
Damn it, I need to know what kind of amulet it is.
Hold on, it gets better. He then said he had a leprechaun flute.
That makes sense. He is a Dr. DeMarco, capturer of leprechauns.
Which had been passed down from, I quote, thousands of years ago. He did not elucidate where he came upon this very handy leprechaun flute.
It was handed down thousands of years ago.
Nor did he explain how it would help him catch the elusive, light-fearing, tree-dwelling leprechaun. But he did say it was his great-great-grandfather's, who was Irish.
Do you think DeMarco needs a quirky little sidekick like me?
Yes, he would love you.
I would love to go on his leprechaun
anyway,
hunting adventures.
DeMarco was about 6'3", black, and about 200 pounds.
He needs me. He needs me at his side.
DeMarco is decidedly not Irish.
Well, no.
But he could be. Back in his ancestry, he could be.
No, he's not Irish.
No, he later says he is not at all Irish. When he pulled out the... I need to describe for y'all who cannot watch the video what the leprechaun flute was. It's like an inch of pipe or so.
Something had from holes. Cereal box?
No. And that had holes drilled in it and been spray painted gold.
I love DeMarco so much.
Another man uttered the now famous line, "I want to know where the gold at. Give me the gold."
Well, fair. Asking a leprechaun would know.
He then threatened, or you could say promise, to rent a backhoe and uproot the leprechaun's tree. Friends, I have no idea if he was successful. He wasn't. The tree was still there.
Right. I don't think that would work anyway.
I want to know where the gold at.
Me too, though. I want to know where the gold
that
at.
That man has my heart.
Yes.
He's also handsome.
So well, I mean, dude, he's got a flute handed down from thousands
no,
of
this
years.
Is a different dude. Oh, he want to know where the gold at.
Yeah.
The other guy wants to get the leprechaun.
Yes.
To tell all the people not to fear.
Both things are valid.
They are both valid, including the guy said, anybody seen the leprechaun say, yeah. And but what you don't understand, if you've not seen the video, is the sheer unadulterated joy on this man's face. His eyes is twinkling like his grill.
He's on an adventure.
He was, and he was having a great time. Yeah. And he was hyping up the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would like him at a party at once.
Yeah.
At once.
I also want to know, I want the leprechaun at the party.
Well, we may have solved the leprechaun mystery.
Oh, okay, go on.
The story goes on. 3 days later, this news segment was posted onto YouTube, and it just went viral immediately because it's wonderful and hilarious and cute and insane and weird as shit. I love everyone in that video, and I believe they saw something, even if they're lying. That's how much I love
it. It was just a cat. That's what it was.
Even today, people still watch the video. How do I know? My dumb ass immediately went to watch the video today.
Right.
Because of the joy it brings to my heart.
Yeah.
It's been featured in other popular media over the years.
How have I missed this?
I don't know. It was on Key and Peele. It was on South Park. And Jimmy Kimmel said it was his favorite video of all time. Because it's great.
Yeah.
It's just serious. It's cute.
Yeah.
There's nothing bad about it. It's just fun.
Right.
Shortly after the video was uploaded, a rap song made of sound bites from the news segment also went viral. I have linked it, and yes, it's a banger and a delight. Yeah. As the kids would say, it slaps.
I want to know what's up with the leprechaun. What is it?
We're getting into it.
Okay.
Later, DeMarco Morissette, the leprechaun hunter, went on the show Tosh 2.0. You remember that show?
Yes, I have seen that.
Fuck that guy.
Yes.
And gave an interview about the whole thing. He still had the flute.
Yes.
He admitted on his segment that he was just assing around. He said he had no idea it would go viral. He was just playing. No shit, DeMarco. Though I am delighted. He said he was just having fun.
Right.
He explained how the whole leprechaun thing got started. He said him and his boys were was hanging out and drinking, like you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And an old lady approached them, and she was frantic and upset, and she said she'd seen a leprechaun in the tree. And DeMarco believed her.
Yes, DeMarco, do it. Yes, believe him.
So him and his boys went to take a gander at the old creepy tree, and he claims to have really seen the leprechaun, too.
Okay.
DeMarco then went through the neighborhood telling people what he saw.
Yeah.
Like, knocking on doors. He was telling everybody.
Wow.
Jeez. And he said, well, it just spread like wildfire. Well, no, DeMarco, it spread because you spread it.
You literally spread it.
Like butter.
Right. Like disease.
In 2014, there was a shocking update to this case. A Dallas, Texas radio show called Bob and Dan Show put on a segment on the air claiming they had met the man who had done the Alabama leprechaun hoax.
Okay.
Bob and Dan. Don't you just bet it's like the most obnoxious morning show radio show ever?
Right.
Okay, y'all. You may not know this, but I had a brief stint in radio.
Did you really? I have not. Mm. Nobody should hire me for anything.
I recorded radio commercials.
Yeah?
Yeah. All the way until I was like in my late teens. Oh. I started when I was 8.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But I got to meet like all the like morning show people.
Uh-huh.
They're just that annoying in person.
Ooh.
And so what I did was because I hated all of them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, and their dumb jokes, except the fart joke guys who did like the Farticus. They did the Roman theater,
yeah,
and it was Farticus and Maximus, Gluteus Maximus, and it was very funny.
Right.
But I wanted to do a show called Weenie and the Dog. Mm. Weenie and the Dog at 8 a.m. this morning for your morning drive to work. Because that's how they talk, right?
Right.
And there's like, beer, 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 beer.
What do they call it? There's a word for that. It's
shock jocks, I guess.
No, like when you do this, your voice is barfing. That's what it's called.
It's called barfing?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I learned a thing today.
Mm-hmm. I know a little bit. I've never done radio. I'm not in radio. I just listen to a lot of stuff.
Can you do a Weenie and the Dog voice?
Winnie and the Dog.
Oh, bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-yay!
I'm not
your drive on the I-95 this morning's looking pretty hectic.
That's it, right?
You can do it. I'm not going to do it.
That's the only man voice I can do, by the way. Or Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I'm not going to do.
Don't do it.
Anyway, the show had been researching the silly viral video for years. And finally, these guys decided they were going to take a trip to the tree and see if they could find the leprechaun for them damn selves.
Did they find it?
They found something. So they went down.
Was it just like a naked guy or something?
No, it's better. It's better than anything you could imagine. So put it down.
I'm glad I won't be disappointed.
You will not be disappointed. So they scampered down to Mobile, Alabama, into Crichton Community. Mm-hmm. And they found the tree.
Okay.
They found the tree. So they were taking pictures by the tree. Mm-hmm. But it was in daylight, so I don't know how they expected to see the leprechaun. Didn't they know the lore?
If you shine a light on it, it disappears.
That's right. It don't like the daytime. It only come out at night.
Okay.
Anyway, a woman walked up to him and said, "What the fuck are y'all doing?" Mm-hmm. Which is fair.
Yeah.
And they said, "Well, ma'am, we are fans of the Alabama leprechaun, and we came to take pictures and hope we could catch the leprechaun." And she said, "There ain't no leprechaun."
Fuck off, lady.
It was Midget Sean.
What?
Indeed. So she got them in touch with the illustrious and problematically named Midget Sean, who was very short.
Okay. So
but not a little person.
Okay.
So if there are any little people listening, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just telling the story. That's his nickname.
I'm 5'4". You know, I'm not very big either. So I get being small.
Yeah,
Sometimes you're just small.
I think he was like around 5'2". He was a little fella.
I feel ya.
And he was really excited to meet them in a hospital parking lot.
Yes.
And tell them the whole story.
Oh, good. I'm so excited.
They could barely even hit record. This man was so ready to spill what he had done. What had he done? Why, Midget Sean had shimmied up that tree in black tights and a green shirt and was trying to act like the leprechaun from the movie Leprechaun, starring Warwick Davis, an actual little person.
Right. Oh, boy.
Yeah. He said he was hooping and scampering around the branches. You know, leprechauning, if you will.
Yes.
Top of the morning. Oh, shillelagh. Oh, for the love of Mike, let go of my wee toe, for it sure is a pain in me. That's what he said.
What I'm hearing is I'm almost leprechaun size.
Indeed.
Could I do this? Could I copycat this?
Oh, can I have sex with a leprechaun then?
This goes on the cryptid scale.
Oh, no. Okay, so the Alabama leprechaun, on the cryptid fuckability scale.
Uh-huh.
If we go by the amateur artist rendering,
yeah,
is a zero.
What? It's an actual man.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got to be like a five.
What's
mid.
The name? Peter Dinklage. If it was Peter Dinklage up a tree, I'd climb it and have a great time with that guy. He's hot. Get mad. I don't care. I like a short king. You know that. You're evidence.
I am. Whoa.
I do like short guys, by the way.
Okay,
yeah.
But he got to be at least a five. He's a man.
Well, I'm going to show you the drawing. This is bad radio. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
It's
Hold on, I got to screw.
He's got to look. He's got to look.
Hold on, I got to. That is a 10.
No, it is not.
10.
It is not a 10.
That is handsome as fuck.
Once y'all look at it, you can go ahead and send it back.
I will describe it in a way that anyone can hear.
All right, indeed, go.
It looks just like on the South Park, the Canadian guys.
Yeah, I do a little bit.
And I think that's just fine.
It's just a poorly rendered head with a poorly rendered hat and two beady little eyes. That's all we got.
That is art, whoever drew that.
But I'm picturing Midget Sean, a small black man, just scampering around up in that tree.
But this was an actual man.
Now on to the continuing mystery of the Alabama leprechaun.
But this was, it's a man.
Many people have come forward and said that Midget Sean, just chasing clout, he wasn't even there that day.
What?
He'd be lying.
Midget Sean.
Right?
Take it back.
At least DeMarco. Morissette was like, yeah, I fucking made the flute myself and it was bullshit, but the leprechaun was real.
Who's lying?
Who is lying?
Who is lying?
Is it DeMarco? Yes.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit. Is it that lady who thought it must have been a crackhead who got hold of the wrong stuff? She ain't lying. She ain't lying.
No. No.
Is it Midget Sean? Is he lying? Possibly.
I love that drawing.
Oh, it's really
and
good.
And that's at least
it
a 10.
Me.
A
it
10. A 9. A 9. No one can be a 9.
Oh, it's so awful and funny. And how serious the news people were trying to be. Because the Brian Johnson had the reporter voice the whole time. He's like, coming to you live.
Coming to you live from Mobile, Alabama.
Where a crowd has gathered because they've seen something remarkable. And then it cuts away to the guy going, anybody seen the leprechaun? Say, yeah.
Yes.
I just don't think anything can be better than that. I think humanity peaked. It's been over since then. I mean, that's when the world ended. Because we'll never attain such a pure and joyful experience ever again as a people.
People say it was Harambe.
No, no. It was the Alabama leprechaun. That was the 2012 end of the world moment, in my opinion. Life ain't ever been as sweet as it was right then.
Yeah.
And you missed the whole thing.
But
you know what is a joy that I now get to share it with you?
The video.
Yeah, I made my kids watch it like 18,000 times.
They're like, Mom, stop.
They told me the leprechaun's not funny anymore. And I said, go live outside.
Yeah.
I take a stand.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So I thought, I know you guys are probably thinking, well, surely now Lillian will cover a real leprechaun story. And the answer is no, I won't. This is what we're covering today.
Important stuff in honor of the Saint Patrick's Day,
and what didn't he fight some snakes?
I don't think there was ever snakes in Ireland.
Well, they're in now because of Saint Patrick. Isn't that what it's all about?
I don't remember. As a Catholic, I don't remember the actual story.
You have failed us with your Catholic knowledge.
I do. I do remember that the fucking four leaf clover is the way to explain the Trinity.
Oh, the Trinity, yeah.
Yeah, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hey,
so
do you think the Holy... I got a question for you about the Holy Ghost.
What about him?
Does the Holy Ghost fuck?
Yeah, I mean, that's how they made the Jesus, or, you know...
I knew it. See? Everybody thinks...
the Mary.
Yeah, everybody thinks... Like, I got into an argument about this in high school, because I said the Holy Ghost fucks, and he fucks hard.
Right. Not Gabriel, he's just the announcer.
Young ma'am. Mm-hmm. He's like, God's going to come here and bang you real quick.
Right. But the actual deed.
Was done by a bird?
It's represented by a beard, but I don't know.
Or did the Holy Ghost just go to Pound Town on some underage
lady? I think it's just a ghost.
I've had ghost sex.
Do tell. Do you want to tell us all? The whole
classroom?
I'm going to
tell all y'all how I had sex with something that wasn't
there
once.
Okay, you're going to tell the whole tea bags?
I'll tell everybody because I have no shame. I don't feel embarrassment. And if they don't like it, I don't care. Oh. Eh? So I was 17. I had started a cult on accident. And I was really into the occult. And so there are certain rituals you can perform to summon spirits.
Don't talk. You're not going to tell everybody.
So I did. Mm. And then I was just like, you know, look, high school boys are depressing. They stink. Yeah, they have zits. Yeah, they're kind of ugly.
Yeah. If you are a high school boy, I'm sorry.
Sorry. You're not prime fuckable material right now.
Wow.
You'll grow up and probably remain the same, mid at best, but that's okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've never done such things, ever.
It was weird.
Mm.
Fun, but weird. Mm-mm. We all had a
I'm
good
like
time.
A ghost virgin.
That way. You're a ghost virgin?
Virgin? Yeah, virgin, yeah.
Virgin. Sorry, I can't hardly even say the
word
because it's
either.
So foreign on my tongue.
Yeah.
You're not a ghost slut. You're the opposite.
I'm a ghost virgin.
Well, we'll see if we can fix it.
No.
If I die first, you won't be a ghost virgin for long.
This has gotten really weird.
It sure did.
Okay.
But you know what isn't weird?
Huh?
Business time. Look, I'm too pumped about the Alabama leprechaun to go too businessy today, friends.
Right.
But let me see. What was I going to tell you? Oh, you should read our writing.
Do it. It's free.
Do you like my unhinged rants? Well, it's just all of that.
Well, it's, no, you have like narratives and
yeah,
characters.
I'm actually a really good writer. I don't like to toot my own horn too much, but I'm super good at it. Toot, toot. And Maris is brilliant. That's why I married him. His words are so pretty. I married him sight unseen.
Not my talking words. They're real bad.
You don't need to talk. Mm-hmm. That mouth can be put to better use. Wow. So if you want to read stuff like that, because I'm a giant debauched pervert, please come to our Discord for our writing, and I'll send you this stuff for free. And all you got to do free. Is say, hey, Lillian, that was good. Free. Or you could say it was bad and then hurt my feelings.
Her fee-fees.
And all kidding aside, yes, we do write erotica, but that's not the bulk of what we write.
The bulk. Bulk. Wink. You said bulk.
I did. Yeah. It's not the full load.
Load.
Right. I mean, my brain is just bulging with ideas.
Titties.
Maris threw in a titties because there's too much dick talk is what I'm thinking. Anyway, we write other stuff. I write horror, dark fantasy, fantasy fiction, speculative fiction. There's kind of a something for everybody there.
Yeah.
Like, are you
a
one
buffet.
Of them? Listen, are you one of them ladies that likes to read all that fairy smut?
Yeah, but you want it to be good.
But do you want it to be good and actually really hot? Do you think I'm going to deprive my readers of the word cock?
Whoa.
And write something like steel covered in silk? I'm never going to write that because it's just a cock. Calm down.
Johnson.
I don't call it that. I might occasionally throw a length.
Length.
In there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the length of a football field.
Or groin. But
anyway, this is the worst commercial I've ever heard
sure
in my
is.
Entire life.
It's not any good, and neither am I. But my writing is, and so is Maris's. And really, we just want you to read it. Also, I'm restructuring our Patreon, which is why I haven't invited you to join it. Although you can and get in on all the new stuff that I have planned.
Dang,
I'm not going to announce what I have planned yet.
No.
But I think it's exciting.
Yeah,
because the fact is me and Maris have real jobs now.
Ah.
I train large language model AIs, and Maris does laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a laundry goblin. That's his official title.
I was a smart guy job.
Yeah, smart guy job.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And
you have dumb guy job.
Have you ever tried folding a fitted sheet? Y'all, it's hard.
I figured it out.
Did you? Do you have a magic way now?
Yeah, but it's hard.
Anyway, we have to restructure things because, well, I'm fucking busy.
Yeah.
We don't get 2 seconds. Like, we're going to bed, like, immediately after recording.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it right now.
Yeah, I'm getting sleepy.
Yeah.
But you know what? If all you can do to support this podcast is listen, thank you. I love you. And yes, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Also, if you're listening on YouTube, you know what helps? Did I make you laugh? Did you think that shit was funny? Yes,
it
was.
Did I make you cry?
He's not sorry. God damn.
Oh, dying.
Sorry, I'm choking.
Anyway, thanks.
Shut up.
Okay.
Anyway, like the little thumbs up guy, the bell, subscribe, and leave me a comment.
Yeah.
Unless it's mean, then go fuck off.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? No, don't fuck yourself, because that's a good time.
Fuck someone else.
Just fuck off. How about that? Just fuck off. Anyway, hey, thank you guys so much, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Us on your social media platform of choice. Linktree/CruelTea has all of the links. Check out our Patreon for exclusive episodes, merch, ad-free episodes, live ghost hunts, and much more. Please be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded weekly. Thank you so much. See you next time. Music and production by Libby.